Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The man who's been called the Donald Trump of the Philippines was elected president last year on a promise of reducing crime. Rodrigo Duterte has delivered on that promise in a bloody way. And now a bill to restore the death penalty in the Philippines has passed the House of Representatives, which is also considering a bill to lower the age of criminal responsibility to 9 years old. Michael Sullivan reports from Manila.
House Speaker Pantaleon Alvarez has no problem with locking up second graders who are breaking bad.
When you prosecute a 9-year-old, you inculcate into their minds their responsibility to the society.
Tough love for tough times, President Duterte's point man in the House reckons, in a society where he says drug dealers have already co-opted too many kids.
These kids are being used by the drug lords to sell the illegal drugs. They know pretty well that minors aged 15 and below are not criminally responsible.
So make them, he says, and crime of all types will drop. Alvarez rejects the idea that 9-year-olds aren't necessarily capable of discerning right from wrong. Kids today, he says, are way smarter than they used to be. Quicker.
Quicker, and with the access in, internet, children now are more learned compared to children when I studied law.
Senator Francis Pangilinan isn't buying any of it.
It's a cop-out. It's bullying, minors, children, second grade.
And it's frustrating for Pangilinan, too, who just a decade ago helped pass the law that got the age raised from 9 to 15.
Why not go after the criminal syndicates? Why go after the child? Children in the second grade shouldn't go through criminal prosecution. They should be given a second chance and be rehabilitated through a process of diversion or rehabilitation.
Here at Bahay Pagasa, a juvenile rehabilitation center in Metro Manila's Valenzuela City, they're doing just that.
Presently, we are catering to a total of 72 clients, and their crimes committed were basically property-related crimes like theft and robbery.
Maria Lourdes Gardose is a social worker here. Hy-Vee Romano is the psychometrician for these clients.
The psychometrician do some psychological tests to determine their cognitive and emotional quotient.
And in that capacity, he sees a lot of youthful offenders and has an almost 9-year-old boy of his own at home. So I ask him, is the Speaker of the House right when he says today's 9-year-olds are old enough to be put into the system?
No, definitely no. I think that is too young to be prosecuted. That is too young to be incarcerated.
Is that you as a father speaking or you as a psychometrician?
As a professional psychometrician.
And as a father?
As a father also.
Critics of the bill worry that lowering the age of criminal responsibility will strain an already overtaxed system where some juveniles still end up in jail with adult offenders. Speaker Alvarez says that won't happen and promises funding more centers like this one to ensure it doesn't. But his support for the bill, complete.
We have to address the rising commission of crime, especially the heinous crimes in this country.
Opponents like Senator Pangilinan say that assertion doesn't add up about crime in general and that committed by juveniles, according to the government's own numbers.
Because less than 2% of crimes are committed by children. It does not make sense. It is not based on the data. It's not based on the information and the facts.
And neither is the war on drugs, he insists. But in the current political climate, he says, none of that seems to matter.
For if you have an administration or a president who likes to present himself as an anti-crime tough guy, then it fits in.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.